This past Wednesday, the House passed a bill that called for the creation of an independent commission to investigate the January 6th violent insurrection perpetrated by tourists at the U.S. Capitol. All right, well, that's at least what Georgia Representative Andrew Clyde wants you to believe who they were. Anyway, that vote was 252 in favor, 175 against, with 35 Republicans voting in favor of the bill. One who didn't? Representative Greg Pence. Mike Pence's brother. Republicans in Congress are saying the scope of the commission is too narrow. They want it to include Black Lives Matter and Antifa. All right, well, what about white nationalists? The Proud Boys, the Boogaloo Boys, who were those armored bubbas that stormed the Michigan State House. That was kind of a rehearsal of January 6th in D.C., but why don't mention about them as far as domestic violence? As it may, the bill now goes to the Senate, where doubts about it passing grew quickly this past week. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell had made it sound like he, well, just maybe in support of the commission, but then early Wednesday he told his fellow Republican senators to vote against it this coming week. Yeah, I know. I did it too. I keep falling for McConnell's game. He has that moment where it sounds like he's growing a backbone, but then he winds up bowing to Trump again. Mechanics all this bill would need the support of 10 Republican senators to pass in the Senate. Most recent info has 7 Republican senators that, well, they may vote yes. One of those 7? Lindsey Graham. Yeah, right. The independent commission would not have members of Congress serve on it, by the way. Leadership in both parties would select commission members that would be based on a 50-50 split between the Republicans and the Democrats. Now, if the bill calling for the independent commission fails in the Senate, then Democrats in Congress can still create a select committee to investigate the Capitol insurrection that would certainly keep the likelihood of Kevin McCarthy being called to testify about that phone call fight he had with Trump while the insurrection was unfolding. Start to wonder, too, if Mike Pence would be subpoenaed to tell what his interactions were with Trump, either during or after the insurrection. The belief is that the Republicans are voting against creating the commission because they're afraid it would cast a shadow on the 2022 midterm elections. But the independent commission would be a lot more user-friendly for Republicans with its negotiated defined focus and the 50-50 power share. Be a much better situation for the Republicans than a select committee led by the Democrats would be. They kind of didn't think that thing through, did they?